Hello and good morning.
We're in chapter 12 of Romans, and we want to discuss from verses 9 to 21. We already saw that we should be acting from the masses' point of view, from the masses' leverance. We should leverance mercy. Mercy means we have not been judged according to what we deserve. Looking at the prodigal son who destroyed his father's property, and he has come back and has been accepted back again, and the father has sacrificed for him. The father has celebrated him. It's like instead of punishing him, instead of taking him to prison, instead of taking a cane and caning him, the father has accepted him just as he is. Now, based on mercy, that is mercy. And he is supposed to act out of this point of view. If everybody today would act from this, that it is mercies, God had mercy on me, I have to have mercy on others. God had mercy on me, I will serve God out of this. God had mercy on me, I would have to service or to sacrifice for myself. I'm not to copy the behaviors of others. God had mercy. I'm going to give the gifts that God has given me to back to the church. If we act out based on this, the church would go to its limit. So here, it is easy, as we saw in first episode of chapter 12, it's easy to sacrifice to God, as we saw in Romans 12 and verses 1, to give our bodies a living sacrifice. We can give to God and we say, Lord, that we give it back to you because you have done so much for us. We can do that. It's easier. We can also be, say, give it back to ourselves, serve ourselves, and say, we are not going to copy the behaviors of the world. We will not copy the patterns of pig feeding and pig and piggery in a world where we used to entangle ourselves with. We have stopped that. We can trust God to do that, but that's not easy. But by the mercies of God and by His grace enablement, we'll still be able to do it. We can be able to serve the body of Christ by giving our teaching or the gift that He has given us, by giving what God has put us. And we can also be able not to evaluate ourselves highly based on the grace of God. We can say we'll not judge ourselves better than we are or less than we are. That we can. But it's not easy to be a living sacrifice to the wounded neighbors or to the neighbors who are wounding us. Our neighbors have got two characteristics or three. One, they are those neighbors that are just good neighbors. And I want us to look at those three characteristics of our neighbors. Our neighbors. Neighbors are those who are beyond God and beyond ourselves and beyond the body of Jesus. Now, the next ripple effect is the neighbor. Either our neighbors are celebrating, our neighbors are joyful, they are getting good grades and they are having good harvest and they're buying new cars and they are building good houses. What is our response? Can we be able to celebrate together with them? Sometimes it's not easy to sacrifice for them. That's the first category of neighbors. Second category of neighbors are those neighbors that are going through wounding. They are wounded. They are suffering. They are crying. They are sorrowing. They are hurting. They are burying their dead. Their houses have been burned. Their children have died. The business have crossed down. What are they supposed to do? Can we go and mourn with them? It's not easy for us to do that. We can only be able to do this if we discover and remember what our daddy did for us. He called us from eating of the pricks. And number three, our neighbors can be the ones that are hostile neighbors, those that are fighting us, those who do not, those who are against us. When our chicken go to them, they kill them or they eat them. When those who keep stealing from your land and your animals, those actually who are persecuting you, those that are insulting you, those that are destroying the power, electricity, because you're making noise, neighbors are neighbors. So how can we be a living sacrifice to these neighbors? Paul gave us a few scriptures which I would want us to read from Romans 12 and verses 9. Look at here. I want you to listen to this word. How do you deal with neighbors? Do not pretend to love neighbors. The Bible says others, but I put neighbors. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Yes, for these neighbors. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with a genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Do we take delight in honoring our neighbors? And our neighbor is one who is in trouble, is the one who is in need, who is the one who is just next to us, as you have just said. Then he says, never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble. And keep on praying. When God's people are in need, these are the neighbors we are talking about, be ready to help them. Does this happen? Are we ready to help God's people who are in need? That being ready to help them is not easy. Always be eager to practice hospitality to God's people, to neighbor. What is coming to my mind is the Good Samaritan. When, you know, the Bible talks about, when they were talking about who is my neighbor. And when this person talks about the neighbor, Jesus gave the definition of a neighbor. And he gave a neighbor who had gone through very difficult point of view, a man who was beaten, robbed, and left for dead. And some people who are priests and Levites came and passed by because they thought that this man would be a burden to them. Then another person came called the Good Samaritan, or Jesus called him a Good Samaritan, and he came out of his donkey and he bade the wounds of this person, and then he took him on his donkey, he walked, and he sacrificed his time and his money, and he took this person to the innkeeper. That was a hospitality talking about. And he paid for the fees, for the patient money. And he went to his business. And he said, I'll come again and see him again. If you have incurred more money, I'll pay. Now, that is what we are talking about, to being a living sacrifice to these wounded neighbors, to our neighbors. So Paul says, when God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Are we eager to practice hospitality to our neighbors? Bless those who persecute you. These are neighbors who are now persecutors. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. It's not easy to do this to the people who are persecuting us, people who challenge us because of our faith. What about those who are getting blessed? Be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other, with those good neighbor. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. Visit them. Don't be too proud that I cannot be there because I'm a believer. And don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil for evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. These neighbors, we live with neighbors in peace as much as it depends on us. Dear friends, never take levage, leave that to the Lord, to the righteous anger of God. For the scripture says, I will take levage, I'll pay them back, says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies, our neighbors, are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, those neighbors of ours, give them something to drink. In so doing, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. Now, this is what good practice. This is what we are calling being a living sacrifice to our neighbors. May God help us to know how to live with our neighbors. But if we always remember what God did for us, it will not be hard for us to sacrifice for our neighbors in Jesus' name. Father, help us to be a living sacrifice to our neighbors. Neighbors who are wounding, who are wounded by themselves, who are crying. Neighbors who are rejoicing. But also neighbors who are hostile to us. Help us to know how to live together with them. May the grace of God and the mercies of God be the point of view that will make us to live with our neighbors well. Help us to be ready to practice hospitality with them and for them, just to show them what God has done for us in Jesus' name.